Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, well, there's a lot to catch up on. It's been a few days, so we got to figure out everything that is tied to the Lakers right now, including some Russell Westbrook rumors, some DeMar DeRozan rumors, some coaching changes, all of that, and probably a little bit more here in a bit. Let's start with the trades, or at least the names that we know the Lakers have shown interest in, not vice versa, where players like DeMar DeRozan, Spencer Dinwiddie, those guys have talked about being interested in being Lakers, but it doesn't really matter if those guys show interest in being the Lakers if the Lakers aren't interested as well. In this case, we'll start with Russell Westbrook, and this one is complicated. This one's a tricky one. The deal, as rumored, is Dennis Schroeder, Talen Horton-Tucker, and Kyle Kuzma for Russell Westbrook. And given how few assets that the Lakers have, that just feels like a lot of guys to go out there for somebody who has been a negative asset in multiple playoffs running. And so I don't know how we make that work in terms of basketball. And then the other thing, too, is Russell Westbrook is on guaranteed $40+ million in each of the next two seasons. And yes, that becomes an expiring contract next year, and maybe that becomes easier to move, but not very many teams have the necessary contracts, or let alone contracts that don't extend beyond next season to make that kind of a deal work. So moving him, if it doesn't work, becomes very complicated as well. So He is an incredible talent. He's one of the best point guards that we've seen in the sport. And I can understand why fans would look at him and say, I want that name. That guy's a former MVP. I can understand where all of that is coming from. I can even see where LeBron might be coming from, or AD might be coming from, if they have a preference towards Russell Westbrook over, say, Dennis Schroeder or even Alex Caruso. My only thing is, we have to, at some point, start taking fit into account. And I just don't know how literally one of the worst shooters the NBA has ever seen fits into an offense where LeBron James needs space and will need more space as he gets older, and Anthony Davis needs space, especially if Anthony Davis is still unwilling to play the five consistently in the regular season. That gets really constipated really quickly if that's what you're looking at offensively. And I just think if this is somewhere, a road that the Lakers are interested in traveling down, they have to find the necessary shooting to make all of that work in the half court. He does improve the team in transition because he's very good at rebounding and pushing. He will improve the Lakers with second units, depending on how Frank Vogel staggers those minutes with him and LeBron, that will help in those regards. Yes, there are ways that he might make the Lakers better. I just think there are some other ways that he might not make the Lakers better, might even make them worse. And I think we have to think about that stuff before we just see the really cool toy in the window. Also of note here, and something I just couldn't help but kind of chuckle about, Woj had this to say about what the Lakers are trying to do league-wide. Quote, They have literally offered Kyle Kuzma and KCP to everyone. Almost every team I've talked to in the league has been offered some combination of Kuz and KCP, sometimes both of them, sometimes one of them, and that's not going to get them a point guard of Dennis Schroeder's stature. I disagree on that last one, or that last part, but you know what? When you have to say things about certain players whose agents you are close with, that's what you got to do. Speaking of Dennis Schroeder, Mark Stein had this to say of the point guard, quote, "This the easiest thing would be re-signing Dennis Schroeder, but Dennis Schroeder wants crazy money. Dennis Schroeder thinks he is a $100 million player. He's already turned down an extension in the $80 million range, and the vibe from the Lakers really is I think they'd rather move on from Schroeder. I don't think they see Schroeder as a starter. I think they like him as a sixth man, but they want something more out of their main backcourt guy." This is also interesting because while Schroeder had an up-and-down season, there were times when, especially when LeBron was out, that he was really the only thrust that the Lakers' offense had. So his contract is fascinating. He turned down $84 million over 4 years, reportedly, from the Lakers mid-season last year. They promptly put him on the trade block and almost sent him to Toronto for Kyle Lowry. That obviously did not play out that way. And then in the postseason, Schroeder was terrible, which makes the $84 million contract look, in Schroeder's eyes, much better. The thing is, that's not really how NBA players and professional athletes look at these things, especially when they have agents pumping them up and saying that regardless of that performance in the postseason, you are still worth $100+ million. And I just don't think he's going to get that on the market. Now, sometimes you'll have to pay up a little bit to keep a player like Schroeder because he still wants to be looked at as a $25+ million player. But if you're the Lakers and no other team is offering him even the $84 million that you did previously, then it doesn't make sense to overpay somebody who is pretty clearly a flawed player. And one who, by the way, as soon as he showed up to a championship team, immediately told everybody, I'm a starter. I might be the sixth man runner-up, but I am a starter. And that is not something that I think the Lakers really appreciated. I didn't appreciate it. You don't show up to a championship team and then immediately start demanding roles as a player whose team barely made the playoffs the previous year. But regardless, good luck to Schroeder on finding that contract. That's basically what the Lakers are doing here. They're saying good luck finding that deal, and we're going to look elsewhere. All right, now back to players the Lakers are actually interested in. Another trade that the Lakers have discussed, apparently, is one with the Sacramento Kings for Buddy Hield. This is basically a swap with Hield and Kuzma, maybe the number 22 pick, and maybe Montrezl Harrell. And this is a move I think I'm a little bit more on board with. Hield is an absolute knockdown shooter, the kind of shooter that teams have to desperately try to run off the three-point line. That is something that the Lakers really missed with the departure of Danny Green, and something that I think would make the Lakers better even than Kyle Kuzma's defensive versatility did last year. I think it would be tough to see Kuzma go, especially given the strides that he made forward in that regard. That said, he wants a bigger role somewhere. He wants more on-ball responsibility, and that's just not something that the Lakers are going to give him. They might give that to Russell Westbrook. They might give that to whatever point guard that they think they can go out and get, but that's not something that I think they're very interested in giving to Kyle Kuzma. So Kuz gets to go to Sacramento. He gets more shots. He gets more offensive freedom. The Lakers get a shooter back, and then they try to fill out the roster from there. This is something that this is probably my favorite reported potential move that I've seen so far. All right, hope you guys are keeping up. There's a lot to get to, and I'm sure the next few shows might not be as jam-packed because there won't be as much to catch up on. But I do want to finish in terms of actual news here with some of those players that are interested in being Lakers. DeMar DeRozan has spoken to Shannon Sharp and talked about his interest in going to the Lakers, even went so far as to say that he might take a pay cut, whether that pay cut would land in the $20 million range, where he goes from being paid $27 last year to $5.9 million next year. I find it really hard to believe that an NBA player would do that in the player empowerment era. But Lakers Twitter can beg and dream and hope, I guess. If it is any more than that, I just don't think he's the kind of player who moves the needle for me in terms of helping the Lakers win. And then on top, even if he does take that $5.9 million, even though I know that whatever player that they get, you know, whatever shooter that they get for $5.9 million, pay cuts notwithstanding, won't be as talented as DeMar DeRozan, I still come back to the Lakers need to get back to finding players who fit with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and optimizing their games versus wondering what it might look like when those guys are off the floor. Those guys are not going to be off the floor enough in the postseason for me to care even a little bit what the basketball looks like when they aren't there. All of what I just said also applies to Spencer Dinwiddie. All right, so before I get you guys out of here, I do want to direct you guys to some content that I think you'll enjoy. One, Harrison Fagan appeared on the Anthony Irwin Show, and he and I went at it about as vehemently as you'll ever hear he and I get about anything, really. And that was in regards to the Russell Westbrook rumors and then the DeMar DeRozan stuff. So I think you guys would enjoy that conversation. On top of that, there's a ton of great content from our newly hired contractors, where Jacob Rude is killing it and the writing that he's doing for the site again. Alex Regler wrote a really good article about Kyle Kuzma's floater disappearing. So a ton of great content for you guys to catch up on and read as we get through this next week. The draft is now in a couple days, and the league, the Lakers, everything is probably going to be sent into chaos as everybody tries to vie for position to be able to win next year's championship. And the Lakers always play a central role. And hopefully you guys will be able to listen to me cover all of that, so long as my voice doesn't completely fail me because of the amount of talking. Until tomorrow, I'm Anthony Irwin saying have a good one.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.